Our next case is in re interest of Lydia R. May approach. All parties have waived oral argument except for Garden and Light. May proceed.
Hey, please report. My name is Michael Roberry, and I represent the interest of the minor child, who's had no communication with the accountants for over a year. As a mother, charged with knowing or failing to know that her father inappropriately touched the minor child. A father charged with subjecting the minor child to inappropriate contact. Has been in custody since February 2015 with the state. And while in the educational care of the appellants, has been a constant victim of harassment and bullying, which has led to poor academic performance, poor school attendance, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts and tendencies. Based on the minor child's physical health, mental health, wishes, communication both with NFC and foster parents, Guardian Light filed a motion to appoint an educational surrogate for the minor child.
And at that point, when that motion was filed, how long was the case going on?
It was going on for a little over a year.
And had there been an adjudication yet?
There had been.
When did the adjudication take place?
I believe that was, I can't remember off the top of my head, Your Honor.
My review of the record indicates that the adjudication is yet to take place and was going to take place at the hearings that had been scheduled, I think in May, but they never got to that hearing because this order was appealed.
That sounds correct, Your Honor.
So if there had not been an adjudication, did the court have jurisdiction to enter this order?
I do believe they did, yes, Your Honor. I believe they did have jurisdiction because the court needed to act into the best interest of that child and to ensure her safety going forward in the hearing.
I understand that at the beginning of the proceedings, that there may have to be action taken by the court to remove a child from a dangerous situation or get her schooling situated. I understand that. But we're over a year down the road, and it appears to me that the adjudication had not taken place. And so if there's not an adjudication, how does the juvenile court, and more importantly, how do we have jurisdiction over this case?
That's my argument today, is that this court does not have jurisdiction over this case, arguing that the juvenile court has jurisdiction, again, go to the best interest of the child, as it is pertaining to her safety. If the juvenile court would not step in at the time, the child would still be subjected to suicidal thoughts, tendencies, self-harm.
Other than an emergency situation, does the juvenile court have any jurisdiction over the parties or the children prior to an adjudication?
No, I'm not off the top of my head, Your Honor.
How does the juvenile court acquire the court?
I would say that the juvenile court requires jurisdiction once something is filed within the court further away. As you stated before, the child has been adjudicated in that court system.
Well, that's the problem. There's been no adjudication.
You're right, Your Honor. However,
why did over a year go by without an adjudication?
I believe a year gone by as parties continue to argue over things such as the education of the child, the records of obtaining records from counselors, psychiatrists, from for the minor children in this case, it was not also being argued in juvenile court, but as well as in the district court, and deciding who would make decisions based on obtaining records and how both courts will cooperate with each other.
Isn't there a statute that says the adjudications take place?
Yes, Your Honor.
How how much time has gone by at this point?
Almost a year and a half. Very concerned.
File a motion asking for the adjudication hearing to be held.
No, Your Honor. At the time, the adjudication was to be at the main hearing. That main hearing has continued to the August disposition hearing. And that between those.
It was an August disposition.
Yes, Your Honor.
So that would say that that's been.
Well, but that was scheduled, that doesn't help because this appeal got filed.
Yes, Your Honor.
There was a scheduling order for both the adjudication hearing and the disposition.
No. From my recollection, there was just a disposition in August. It was
disposition of what?
The parental rights.
The parental rights.
As determined at that time.
There hasn't been an adjudication.
I understand.
I'm having trouble following along what's happening.
Understand.
So, if we issue an order to show cause, why the case should not be dismissed totally, but it's due according to the mark board. We're trying to have the adjudication hearing. There's no jurisdiction in our jurisdiction court over these children. If there be some showing, is there an adjudication?
Yes, Your Honor. I would say that over the time that the minor children have been in the juvenile court, that court meeting, take context that the children have been adjudicated.
We have an adjudication order.
No, Your Honor.
Did everything just stop this appeal? This appeal was filed.
Yes, Your Honor.
There hadn't been an adjudication at any point.
I don't believe so, Your Honor.
So there's been no adjudication.
As a result of the order appointing the guardian ad litem as an education surrogate, was Lydia moved to the new school?
Yes, Your Honor. She's doing well at the new school. The suicidal tendencies have stopped. Her self-harm has not happened. Not happened in 6 months, I believe. She's doing well at the new school.
Is this on the record?
Yes, Your Honor. Yes.
Where?
I can't cite to it on site, top of my head. None of that is in the record.
Before us?
Yes, Your Honor.
And then we also still have whether or not this was even a final order.
Yes, Your Honor.
You argue it was?
I'm arguing that it's not a final order. This court has had jurisdiction over the matter, and we request that you would dismiss the appellant's action.
If we dismiss it, then what happens?
I would understand that if we go back to juvenile court, a guardian ad litem would remain an educational surrogate. Court would adjudicate and hold a dispositional hearing to determine the rights of the parents.
Okay. Any thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for being here, and we will take this under advice.